Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's topic is Easter. Can you believe the first quarter of 2021 is over already and this weekend is Easter? Unbelievable how fast time passes. Well, why is that something that I want to talk about? And I'm not going to make this a very long thing. It's a very short episode. But to me, it has a lot of meaning, and I hope I can bring some value to you. The origin of Easter is a holiday associated with the observance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's actually based on an ancient pagan celebration. Christians recognize this day as commemorating the culminating event of their faith, but like so many other Christian holidays, Easter has become commercialized and mixed with non-Christian traditions like the Easter Bunny, Easter Parade, Easter Hunting Eggs, etc., etc. It's just really quite a big thing now. What does Easter mean to you? How do you celebrate it? Does it reflect Jesus' resurrection from the grave to save us? Or is it just another holiday we observe to have more fun in life? How does Easter and its celebration relate to health? I say it does relate to mental, physical, and financial health. And let me share with you how. I am Denise Thompson, a former nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author, and certified health agent, but not a minister and not a doctor, who is very passionate about complete health. So this has actually kind of made me curious, and I started looking at many events. And an event is anything that happens either to us or for us. It depends on how we look at it. And see how it affects us mentally, physically, and financially. I found it very interesting that events or holidays that are supposed to be faith-based, and here again, I am not talking about one faith or another. I'm just talking about faith-based. Turn into commercialized events. Observing people going to buy new clothes, new shoes, so they look beautiful. The ladies and the girls get all dolled up and the men get handsomed up, if that's a word. I just created it. And they, before Easter, they sit at the kitchen table and start dyeing hard-boiled eggs and calling them Easter eggs. They buy chocolate bunnies or the plastic eggs that they can fill with little chocolate eggs and stuff like that. It has absolutely nothing to do with the true biblical meaning of Easter. People overspend, which affects their mind, which then affects their body and their finances. You know, you've heard me say that over and over and over again. A positive, healthy mindset creates health, and a negative, poor mindset causes illness. So when our mind is affected, it automatically affects our bodies. And when our bodies are affected, it affects our finances, because there are not too many people who have free everything, like healthcare, where they don't have any, payment that they have to make, copay, where they don't have to pay for medication, where they don't have to pay for tests and stuff. So whenever one of the three, body, mind, or finances, is out of sync, we're not in balance anymore, and that's how we get sick. Doesn't matter how we get sick or what gets sick, but it's kind of like sitting on the three-legged stool that the cow person uses, you know, to milk the cows, the farmer uses to milk the cows, it's always usually three legs. And if they don't balance properly, what happens? They fall on the ground. And it's the same with our health. When we do not totally manage it, we fall. We fall. It can be on our face, can be on our head, it can be anything. But it affects us in body, mind, and finances. And that's why I wanted to stress this a little bit without going into all the different faiths that are out there. There's something for everyone as long as we make the best out of it and are true to ourselves and to our faith. That's the important thing. And so I just wanted to stress that don't worry about going places. I mean, actually, let me ask you, how are you going to celebrate Easter this year? Are you going to go on a hike with the family to be in nature, to admire God's creation, God's nature? Are you going to a restaurant to get takeout and go home and eat at home and have fun? Are you going to have a potluck with family members, hopefully in the correct numbers that are allowed in your areas? What are you going to do? What is Easter? What does it mean to you? What does it entail for you? How can it make your life better by having something to believe in? Well, for me personally, it's an assurance that Jesus is here for us to protect us. And I have two examples that just happened over the last 4.5 weeks. End of February, I know a person who got injured with a flash burn, and that's pretty nasty, managed to go for help and got treated and is now fine. But that same person went home from work on the 29th of March, did not make it home right then and there. The light, the stoplight turned green. The person went through the intersection, or partly, when another person from a 90-degree angle ran into him, went through a red light, ran into that person, totaled the pickup truck, damaged the driver's door, damaged the door behind it, and took the rear tires out. Yet God was there, protected the driver in the truck. So that driver was able to go to a curb and stop there and call the police and call for help. And everything is okay now, except the truck is totaled. But the person who did inflict the accident was able and managed to do what we call a hit and run and took off. Even though there was one person who saw it and chased him, the other driver, the driver got away, and the person who chased him had to give up and came back and said, I lost the driver. I lost the car. So I'm not saying that to get pity on anybody or whatnot, but I'm saying that because two accidents that could have been fatal both turned out okay. And that's what my husband and I call a God wink. God was there at the right time, the right place, with his guardian angels to protect the person who was injured or who was hit, just to make sure that nothing bad happened. And that is reason for me to believe and to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, who came to earth to save us, to give his life to save us. So having said that, the story about this whole thing is actually in John 19 in the Bible, if you want to read it. It's John chapter 19. You can read it in there. And before I play the song, the Old Rugged Cross, sung by Alan Jackson, which is totally appropriate for the resurrection and for Easter, I want to tell you what my two free gifts are. It's a health goal strategy session and an e-health newsletter. So if you choose one or the other or both, please email me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net. You will find the link. It's not hyperlinked in the script below. Or you can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. I do not answer the phone, but you can voicemail and text me and give me the information and I'll get back to you. And so now, before we end, I'm going to play you this wonderful hymn that's totally appropriate, and I hope you enjoy it and you got some value out of it, and you're going to question yourself, how are you going to celebrate Easter? Be blessed and have a fabulous weekend.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I loved that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my soul is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a that old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away, where is glory forever. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my soul is at last I lay down. Yeah, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Hope you enjoyed this. Until next week, have a happy, healthy, and blessed Easter weekend. Take care.